Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from the Voice of America in Washington. Welcome back once again to the show this weekend. Today, I have two special features for you from the Democratic Republic of Congo. First of all, the one and only Mbilia Bell, a.k.a. Cleopatra. She speaks with reporter Bill Odidi during a recent trip to Nairobi. And second, direct from Tamale, Ghana, the Playing for Change Festival took place July 30th and 31st. Samed Gaida reports. And then, of course, we are going to listen to an awesome playlist of music from across the continent. Some new Oumu Sangare, Jehovah, Stromae, and some awesome oldies by Tuku, Johnny Clegg, and Lo Casa and Suku Stars. So that is the lineup. Now you just have to sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. We are kicking off with two tunes by a few African giants in music. First, Africa, One of a Kind by Angelique Kidjo, featuring Nigeria's Mr. Easy and the legendary golden voice of Africa, Salif Keita. And then Wasulundong, a 2022 single by Mali's first diva, Oumu Sangare.
Africa, oh yeah, Africa, oh my God, yeah, Africa, Africa, Africa.
What's up, Peter Maxwell? This is The Therapist, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America. Thank you, guys, and peace out.
Ma bringa ma,
bringa ma,
bringa ma. Mo kwa da itera
That was Oumu Sangaré with her newest single, Wasalundong. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell, and you are at the top of Music Time in Africa. Here's One Leg by U.S.-based Ghanaian artist Jehovah.
One leg like this. Bounce it. See? Bounce it. Go, go, bounce it. Now, you know African dance, you have to go down low, shoulder up, hand gestures, facial expression. Keep there. One leg, ay, ay. One leg, just one leg, one leg, one leg, ay.
In this world inside, it no be everybody sabi dance. So I dey do this song to teach you the basic step. As I make you know the fear, run to the dance floor. Just do as I do, and we go have a lot of fun. So jump to the center, move one leg like this, and bounce it, see, and bounce it. Go, go, and bounce it. Now with African dance, you have to go down low. Ha! Shoulder up. Hey! And just chest. Facial expression. Give them.
One leg.
Go, go. One leg.
So show me the dance now. Ah, as a show me the dance now. Ah, as a show me the 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 dance now. Wow, now one leg is everywhere. Everybody's dancing one leg. Ah, if you go to the club, if you go to the church, everybody one leg. America one leg. Africa one leg. Europe one leg. Now Asia, jump to the center, move one leg like this. Bounce it. Bounce it. Go, go, bounce it. Now with African dance, you have to go down low. Shoulder up. And just chest. Facial expression. Give them.
One leg.
Go, go. One leg. One leg. Just one leg.
One leg.
One leg. One leg. Keep bouncing.
One leg.
One leg. Show them.
One leg, just one leg, one leg, one leg.
reggae. Keep bouncing.
That was One Leg by Jehovah. He is a US-based artist from Ghana, also a well-known TikToker. His name is actually spelled J-A-Y-H-O-V-E-R, Jehovah, but it's pronounced Jehovah. In just a few minutes, we are going to hear from the legendary singer, Mbilia Bell. The 69-year-old is the queen of Congolese rumba. She's also known by some as Cleopatra. And we are going to find out what she's up to these days. But first, here's Stromae's latest. It's a single featuring Cuban-born American actress, singer, and songwriter Camila Cabello. The song is entitled Mon Amour.
Y a d'abord une Natasha, mais avant y avait Nathalie, puis tout de suite après y a eu Laura, et ensuite y a eu Aurélie, évidemment y a eu Emma, mon Emmanuel et ma Sophie, et bien sûr y a eu Eva et Valérie. Mais mon amour, tu sais qu'il n'y a que toi et que je t'aimerai pour toujours. Oui, mon amour, tu sais qu'il n'y a que toi et que je t'aimerai pour toujours. Mon amour, oui, c'est promis. Oui, c'était la dernière fois. Et je te promets que je t'ai tout dit. Plus rien tu ne découvriras. Plus aucune autre fille dans notre lit. Elles m'ont mis dans de beaux draps. Oui, bien sûr, j'ai choisi, mais pas celle-là. Mon amour, tu sais qu'il n'y a que toi et que je t'aimerai pour toujours, pour toujours. Parti, la vie n'a plus la même saveur. Les draps n'ont plus la même odeur. Depuis que je fais la lessive, mais qu'est-ce qu'il a de plus que moi? Est-ce qu'il en a une plus grosse que moi? Vous le faites combien de fois par mois? Et puis mes slips sont dans quelle armoire?
Mon amour, tu sais qu'il n'y a que toi et que je t'aimerai pour toujours.
Mais pourquoi, pourquoi la vie est si injuste? Dis-moi, dis-moi ce qu'il a de plus que moi. Dis-moi ce que j'ai fait au juste. Pourquoi, pourquoi la vie est si injuste? Dis-moi, dis-moi ce qu'il a de plus que moi.
Hello everybody, ni Juliane, and I'm in the music time in Africa with Heather Maxwell on The Voice of America. I'll see you.
Yes, all right. We just heard Stromae's latest single featuring Camila Cabello, Mon Amour. And now it is time for our first feature of the hour.
Shauriako, 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 Gonoe, Shauriako, you know I used to love you. But it's tangara darling is so gone away. But it's tangara darling is so gone away.
Hey, Heather, today we meet one of Africa's most enduring queens of music, Mbilia Bell from the DRC, whom I met on her recent trip to Nairobi.
We want your love, it's with DRC.
Kenya is my second country.
Thank you very much.
Kenya is my second home. I am delighted to return to this country.
Bilia, you still look so good today. What's kept you in such great shape after all these years?
Because mimi nafanyaga mazoezi mingi.
I do a lot of exercise, 1 hour every day dedicated to my workout. I don't take alcohol. I stay at home and rest when I'm not on stage. I also take good care of my voice by consistently practicing.
When you started out as solo musician in Zaire, it was called Zaire in Kinshasa at the time. They call you Cleopatra. Why? Why they call you Cleopatra?
Yeah, ilikuwa nani rais yetu wa zamani Mobutu.
It was the former president Mobutu who gave me the name Cleopatra. I don't know why, but maybe he just sensed that I was blessed with a unique talent and the ability to sing.
Pacha mimi jina Cleopatra.
Take us back to the beginning. How did you start performing?
Nalianza kwa Betty Masikini.
Betty
Masikini.
I started singing in a Betty Masikini's group when I was just 15. My parents were opposed to it because I was still in school. I would skip classes and go for performances.
Kimbia shule, taenda tu kuimba. Nalifanya miaka.
I stayed with Masikini for 4.5 years. Then I joined Samangwana for 1 year.
Fanya kazi pamoja na Samangwana, just 1 year.
As a young girl, what is it that attracted you to music?
My greatest influence came from Togolese singer Bella Bello.
Ile recording yako ya kwanza, your first record?
My first recording was Mpeve Yalongo, which talked about a man who leaves his wife and children because he claims that she is old and no longer attractive.
Oh, kamungai, oh, benga kangai Bella Bello. Oh, kumi sangana miso ya bato, bele de bele, oh, bele lei, eh, pam, 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 oh, pam, pam, pam.
Kamunga na lela nzoto, kamunga na leli nzoto nanga, ikambo basalinga babo minga nzoto, kamunga na lela naniye.
You have literally grown up with the music of Mbilia Bell. Just how long has your career been?
41 years.
I have spent 41 years as professional singer. Maybe after 7 years, I'll slow down and train young girls aspiring to be singers.
Fundisha wasijana. Mi niko na secret mingi ya kubafundishi. Jovile niko na jenga school.
I have opened a training institute teaching girls how to sing, dance, even cooking and designing clothes. Girls from all over the world are welcome to join and learn the secrets of Mama Mbilia Bell that have enabled me have such a long career in music. Let all Africans come and support me.
Dunia anayakuja tu. Nataka muafrika yote ya wana support mimi.
The absolutely gorgeous queen of Congolese rumba, Mbilia Bell, speaking to Music Time in Africa while she was here in Nairobi a few weeks ago. What a joy and absolute privilege to meet her. I'm Bilo Didi. Now back to you, Heather.
All right. Hello, everyone. That was reporter Bilo Didi with Mbilia Bell in Nairobi. Near the back half of the hour, I have another interview for you with musicians from Tamale, Ghana, but a whole lot of awesome music in between, starting with these next two tunes, Mi Amor by Mario from Tanzania, featuring Kenyan singer Jovio, and Eshi Kizias by Kalikin of Ethiopia.
Mi Amor, te amo. Ooh, baby. Hakuna mwingine kumsikia kwenye masikio yangu. Hakuna mwingine kumuona kwenye macho yangu. Ni bebe, ni bebe. Hani nishushe mabani. Ni gege, ni gege. Mikoko tabani. Hey.
more. Nikute jina gani baby, honey boo. Jina gani mahabuba azizi monamo monamo
Kimamba on the beats. Wengine wanini, oh la la la, la la la. Never seen before, towo tempaka kifo. Madunga embe wanini, oh la la la, la la la. Kwenye joto ni pepe, kwa baridi ni kumbate. Kwenye mvua ni kinge, umamvuli.
Ni bebe, ni bebe, honey.
Time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20, and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa. Bam!
All right, hey guys, I hope you're enjoying the show so far. Now I have a couple more current tunes for you. First is Baki, Moroccan singer Hatim Amour's latest single. And then Tanzania's Zuchu with her latest single, Fire.
صعب خيط نسين هدي وتوبة وشكون مازال في الدنيا باقي ما عاش قولوا له غير صبر جاياك النوبة قلنا نحب وزعما يرتاح القلب صعب خيط نسين هدي وتوبة باقي كي يقلب قلبي باقي ملقى حال في لابن التايق صد ربا والله ما غانت فاك حتى جيب اللي تموت عليك براك قلبي لا بتلقى باقي كي يقلب قلبي باقي ملقى حال في لابتة يقصد ضربة والله ما غتبك حتى تجيب اللي تموت عليك وغصب راك قلبي لا بتلقى كل يوم يدوز بحسوب عليا هاد المكسب خباك وباقي معا يمكن راه انساني وبغيها فيا وفينك عمري راه غادي نحما راه كل يوم يدوز بحسوب عليا هاد المكسب خباك وباقي معا يمكن راه انساني وبغيها فيا وباقي كي يقلب قلبي باقي ملقى
Baki melga, baki, 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 baki,
حكيت قلبي باقي ما لقاها حال زيادة نفسك تضار باها
أجدد أجدد تفوت عليك غصب ورا قلبي خابة لقاها
وباقي كيف قلبي باقي ما لقاها
Yeah, one control and one title and one blow. This is J.W. Ambly, and I'm listening to Music Time in Africa and the Voice of America. That's where it's at.
Hey, your Tron.
Are you alive,
sir? Baby, baby, me not wet in a thousand lifetimes. Baby, baby, me not wet in a hundred ways. Baby, baby, me not wet in a thousand lifetimes. Baby, baby, me not wet in a hundred ways. Yeah.
Heather Maxwell, and now it's time for a fun throwback to 1989. Here's Suku Stars with Nairobi Nights. That was Nairobi Night by Lokasa and Suku Stars, a Paris-based Congolese group from back in the 1980s. I'm Heather Maxwell. In case you're just tuning in, hello and welcome to Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm broadcasting from Washington. We still have another feature interview later on in the show. That's with Playing for Change musician Mohamed Alidou from Tamale, Ghana. But for now, we have more music. This next song and the one that follows are some awesome oldies. The first one reminds me that I have a music trivia question for you. Are you ready? Which internationally acclaimed singer was known as the White Zulu? Was it Paul Simon, Johnny Clegg, or Sally Keita? Think you know it? Well, the answer is Johnny Clegg. Yes, Johnny Clegg. He was raised in southern Africa. He spoke Zulu and played traditional music and danced traditional Zulu dances with the bands Juluka and Savuka throughout the apartheid era. Here is Johnny Clegg with one of his greatest hits, Gijimbe. That was the late Johnny Clegg, a.k.a. the White Zulu from South Africa. And now to another awesome old song. Here's Todi by the late Oliver Mutukudzi.
Oh, Todi.
Senzeni.
What shall we do?
Zingadi.
Sinzinjan.
What shall we do?
What shall we do?
Oh, Toddy.
Africa with Dr. Heather Maxwell. Woo! Yeah.
All right. Hello. I hope you enjoyed those awesome oldies. But now it's time to get back to today and to that second feature I've been telling you about all hour long.
Hello, Heather. It's me again, Samet Gaida from Tamale, Northern Ghana. Music and dance came alive in Tamale over the weekend as we celebrated Playing for Change Day Festival. Musicians came from all corners of Ghana and some from Mali to entertain music lovers in Ghana and those who traveled from overseas. I spoke with Mohammed Alidu, the organizer of the event, some musicians and music lovers who were at the festival.
My name is Mohammed Alidu, and I'm in Tamale right now. 2022 Play for Change Day. Today was 31st, the last day. Yesterday was 30th. And we have a great time because this is a different vibe, what we bring to Tamale this time, you know, with the Malians here and different type of music that we bring together. And the cultural exchange is very deep for us, so it's important.
So what's your name?
Asetu Sito.
Where are you from?
Mali.
So how do you feel about Play for Change Day Festival here in Tamale?
Live don't let it play for change there.
I'm a singer at Playing for Change Foundation School in Kirina and in this band. I mean, I cook, you got sentiment, you may push the festival.
Nikon Tanago Chuba, Jarani, the Panana, Bambuya, Anjara Betong, Kuma Fuit in it.
Okay. See, she's very happy because since we came and since he started singing, people love her voice and people are so warm, and she's very happy to be part of this fest, you know, because this is her first time to come to Ghana for a festival. So it's a great experience for her.
What's your name?
My name is Rebecca Mukibi.
And where are you from?
I was born in Uganda but raised in the U.S.
So So how do you feel about today's performance here in Tamale, playing for Change Day Festival?
Playing for Change Day Festival was remarkable. I can't wait to see what tonight looks like. Yesterday we had a few great shows, and this afternoon at the King's Palace, the kids, the adults, everyone blew me away. It was beautiful. Beautiful experience.
What's your name?
My name is Thomas Duncan. I'm from Washington, D.C., USA.
So how do you feel about today's performance?
Today's performance was an amazing performance by the youth from the Bizong School of Music and Dance, by the talking drummer, traditional drummers from Tamale, the musicians from the music school from Mali. It was an amazing display of community and music in northern Ghana.
And that was how the festival went down. Lots of music and dance was served, and we enjoyed every bit. I can't wait for next year. From Tamale, Northern Ghana, over to you, Heather Maxwell.
Hi, this is Lyra from South Africa, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
All right, hello. We have got time for just one more jam before saying goodbye. This is Yope Remix by Enos B featuring Diamond Platnumz. Next week, actually, I am going to bring you an interview with Enos B. I just had it here at VOA headquarters in Washington, D.C. a couple of days ago. He was passing through while on his first U.S. tour, so we're going to hear all about that. But for now, let's enjoy Yope Remix.
Les pacificateurs jusqu'au bout, Vital Kamene.
All right, and with Yope Remix out of the DRC and Tanzania, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you for joining me today. Also, a big thanks to Mbilia Bell and Bill Odidi out in Nairobi, and also to Mohamed Alidu and Samet Gaida in Tamale, Ghana. Thank you for making this episode so special. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can also find it online at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.